study. Homesteading is the best path to wealth. By homesteading, I mean putting as much of your energy as you can into upgrading what you own and what you use. Use what you own and own what you use. You might want to upgrade property you own, upgrade your skills, upgrade your social connections. Homesteading, as I use it here, might be defined as any honest and moral way to make money or become more comfortable other than just having a job. Most homesteaders are into gardening, and gardening is the number one defense against tyranny. The older Eastern cultures that have thousands of years of practice at dealing with corrupt governments think very highly of gardening. There are several reasons homesteading is a better path to wealth than a job. Homesteading income is much harder for the government to tax. That, of course, is why the government puts up so many obstacles to homesteading. The obstacles include building codes, business and professional licensing, and of course, government propaganda, and the list goes on. The government is shooting itself in the foot with these obstacles to homesteading. A society of small business owners is much more affluent than a society of wage slaves. America, before 1900, is a prime example. A more affluent society can be more easily milked for taxes. But governments often put quick income ahead of any other consideration. Governments usually kill free market geese that could lay golden eggs and feed government geese that just waddle around and get fat. A wise government would encourage homesteading, but of course, wise government is a contradiction in terms. Wise mass murderer, wise kidnapper, wise robber, or wise liar. All those expressions make no sense either, and for the same reasons. Homesteaders are more efficient than wage slaves for several reasons. They mostly don't have to commute to a job. They can just roll out of bed and go to work in their business. That means they can get things done before breakfast or during sleepless nights. Their motivation is better because they're working on something they can pass on to their kids. Their motivation is better because their work is more directly tied to rewards. Their children also have an incentive and ability to help. A salaried worker gets the same pay on good weeks and on bad weeks. So there tend to be more bad weeks. homesteaders do not have to deal with the entire corporate overhead of boring meetings and time-sucking trivialities. Homesteaders can just go directly to work and get the job done. Homesteaders work in a stable and comfortable environment that they own. What does it profit a person to have a mortgage on a four-bedroom house with three bathrooms and spend 50 or 60 hours a week in a 6x8 cubicle sharing a bathroom with 40 strangers? Government roadblocks to homesteading have contributed to the dissolution of the family. The family that works together stays together. Quitting a job to spend more time with your family is a wise business move. Spending more time with your family and more energy upgrading your family's infrastructure is both productive and fun. As a society, we need to pay more attention to making sure people get rewarded for their productive work. We need to pay less attention to making sure people pay for licenses to work. Even children know how much a Mother May I policy can interfere with general efficiency. As individuals, we need to stop measuring our lives by numbers on a paycheck and look at the larger picture. Income is not the measure of a person or even a very good indicator of wealth. As Nobel economist Friedrich Hayek has explained, a network of independent small businesses is a much more efficient economic engine than a large government or corporate bureaucracy. Economic actors who are insulated from the actual prices of the resources they are using are economically blind. If it's your own money you're spending, you tend to pay a lot more attention to how far it's going. Family members have much better communication with each other than members of the corporate class have with their coworkers. Better communication means better decisions and a more efficient operation. Our problem is not that we don't have enough jobs. Our problem is that we have too many jobs and not enough real work is getting done. Some people might argue that the large corporations dominate the economy, so therefore they are more efficient because the economy works on competition. It's true that they are more efficient, but the question is, more efficient at what? Are they producing goods and services more efficiently? Or are they better at bribing corrupt government officials who are willing to grant regulatory favors to individual companies in return for under-the-table rewards? In practice, because of graft and corruption, the large corporations are really just branches of the government. But they do periodically go bankrupt and get reorganized. In the past, they were allowed to fail, and get reorganized. New management was installed, and the system maintained some minimum level of efficiency. But now we have too big to fail, so that the only way some level of economic sanity can be restored is for the whole system to fail and be broken up in some way. As George W. Bush famously put it, this sucker could go down. There has been some good news lately. The labor participation rate is the lowest it's been in decades. Less jobs means more productivity, more honesty, and less violence. Are fewer people working on jobs because they can't find a job? Or are fewer people willing to be voluntary tax slaves and general extortion targets for the good of the governing class? Jobs are not the solution. Jobs are the problem. Especially in your own backyard, freedom works. Always and everywhere, slavery sucks.